Good morning.
I'd like to call to order the Kendall County adjourned September meeting of this Wednesday, March 16th, 2016, at 9:14 a.m. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick, here. Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Present.
Mr. Kolkol?
Here.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. All right, now I need a motion to approve the previous month's minutes.
So move.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. And now to the approval of the agenda.
Bless you. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the agenda, and I'd also like to make an addition that we add State Representative Keith Wheeler to our agenda to speak.
Second.
Could I have a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Is any discussion about this? Oh, hearing none. The last time we did this, why, you were very upset about my adding some. Thank you. We are now adding to what? Where is it going to go? New business, right? Isn't that where you wanted to put it?
May I rise to a point of order, Mr. Chairman?
Well, you certainly may. I was waiting for you to do this.
Where are you going to insert Mr. Wheeler in the agenda, sir?
Too busy swabbing the decks at the McDonald's. What?
I'm not retired yet. Just want to let everybody know. Where are you inserting Mr. Wheeler in the agenda?
Where are you inserting Mr. Wheeler in the agenda?
I would insert Mr. Wheeler into new business, I suppose.
Careful what you say, right?
I have to.
Thank you. Anytime.
Is there a rebuttal or discussion? No. All right.
Thank you.
All right, we'll vote on that, right? We have to vote on that, change the agenda.
If you would like to.
Wasn't that proper? I mean, the last time we did this, I actually had somebody
like
on
that?
The agenda. But
1 second.
I didn't know this would require a state's attorney consultation.
Very good. Very commendable. All right. We have to change the order of new business and put it above, well, we'll put it above citizens to be heard. How does that sound?
That's part of my motion, is to move new business to number eight on our agenda for today.
Second.
Discussion.
You have an executive session. That's what I was trying to avoid. So. Yeah.
I can see clearly now.
I see he's
partying all night. Anyway, roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kolkol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Maybe. Yeah, aye. Okay.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
All right. Now, as we continue on item six, is there any special recognition? Hearing none.
Mr. Chairman.
Chairman?
Yeah.
I don't know if this would be the appropriate spot, but I would like to take a second to recognize the clerk and the clerk's staff for their hard work yesterday during the election. I know they faced some new challenges this year with same day registration and a higher than expected turnout. So I just wanted to recognize you and Renetta.
Well, how about me for
staff.
Taking
Thank
the
you.
Chairman phone calls? Yes.
The chairman for taking the army phone calls.
Good job.
Thank you.
For the Democrat.
Are you feeling the burn today?
Yes, I am.
Are you talking to me?
No,
I think he's talking to me.
No, I asked for a special recognition. Never.
I'd like to specially recognize you as well, then,
yes,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, okay.
Thank you, Scott. Everybody else.
All right. Now, as we settle down here, correspondence and communications, any from the county clerk?
I'll save my report till
good. Citizens to be heard on matters coming in front of this board. Thank you. Executive session.
Hey, Mr. Wheeler, you forgot Mr. Wheeler.
New business.
Mr. Chairman.
What?
We just voted to put Mr. Wheeler ahead of executive session.
I hate when you're right. God.
I do, too. I hate that. I'm sorry, Mr. Wheeler. My deep apologies. Please come forth. Be the last time he comes to this.
Yeah. Oh my! Good morning.
You say that every week.
First of all, thanks for having me, and going through all these gyrations to get me inserted me into the agenda appropriately. Thank you, Scott. First, I want to say congratulations to all those who won last night, but more importantly, I want to thank everyone who did run. Because it takes a special person to step up and be a part of a public office. You guys all know that already, but it's a challenge. I've been through it on the good side and on the not so good side, so I just want to say thanks to everybody who stepped up and did participate. When Mr. Greider and Ms. Prochaska were down in Springfield, was it just last month? On behalf of county officials, we discussed the idea of getting together and having a quick kind of briefing about what might be going on in Springfield that might pertain to Kendall County. And as you're probably going to be amazed, nothing's been done since the last time I talked to you guys about all this. In fact, we did a little bit of research in my office, and the budget being the issue that everyone wants to talk about. You know, why don't we have a state budget yet? What's holding up the show? So we got the calendar out, and it looks like the last time that I had been scheduled to participate in a appropriations committee meeting. At the actual working group meeting. That's when we actually get behind the doors, we close the windows and everything else, and just talk about what we think the budget should be. It's been 307 days since the last time one of those was scheduled. So we hear all this talk about the budget, something getting done. Until there's a meeting scheduled, honestly, we're not going to get that much done. So I'm very disappointed about that. As a first-termer down in Springfield, we expect the process to flow at least be meaningful. And so far, I'm disappointed that it hasn't. In fact, if you were to pull the General Assembly's video, because everything's videotaped on the floor down there, you'll find that every time a motion is made on the floor, a bill's up, that would spend general revenue funds, which is what the budget's supposed to be about, one lone representative stands up and asks the question about when are we going to adopt a revenue estimate. Now, you guys have a budget. Not everybody's going to like your budget. I know. That's how it goes, right? But you have a process you go through, and you get a budget done. So here's the process that was explained to me in Springfield as one of the rookies in our very first appropriations committee meeting last year. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to adopt a revenue estimate. Both chambers are going to do this based on two different government agencies that have put forth revenue estimates. One's from the governor's office, one's from COGFA, which is just meant to be a government forecasting agency. We take those two numbers. We can decide what to do with those numbers. We can raise them, we can lower them, take the average. It's our choice. Take that and we subtract from that, step two, take out the pension obligations, take out the debt obligations, all the outstanding things we cannot control in the General Assembly. All that's considered to be above the line. So number three, step three, we take the numbers that are below the line, what's left of that money, and divide it among the five appropriations committees in the House, the two appropriations committees in the Senate, and start hashing it out. Figure out what to do. Then get those passed from each floor, get it to the governor, he signs it, and you've got a budget. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? What step are we on right now? Zero. We haven't done the first one yet. Which when people ask me all the time, when is the state gonna run out of money? How does this actually work? How did you guys have any money to spend last year? You know, spend July 1st is our fiscal year start, so we're into the middle of the ninth month of not having anything. appropriations that are continuing, court consent degrees, court orders, other great things have made the money get spent, except for higher education and some other smaller designations that just are being left behind right now. But one of the things that happened last year was we never passed a revenue estimate. So when they passed appropriations bills, one of which actually got signed for K through 12 education, that's how we're doing this. We're spending your money without being honest about how much money we have to spend. So we're going into deficit again. We're not getting anything done. We're not even having meetings about it yet. So the hope is, and the reason why I wanted to come and talk this morning, is that after the primary is over, maybe we'll have some significant discussions about this. But my phone hasn't rung yet this morning. I've had it in my hand the whole morning, waiting for the call to say we're going to actually have some meetings. And you'll notice I'm here this morning because we're not in Springfield. The Senate is in session today. The House is not. 4 straight weeks we were off. Before the primary, after the primary, weeks on both sides of Easter. So I get yelled at a fair amount, and I actually appreciate that I'm getting yelled at. People should be angry that their representatives are not in Springfield working together to do the work that we're sent to do. So with that rosy picture I painted for all of you this morning, I'd love to answer any questions you have as best I can, being that we don't have a lot of information to work off of for part of this. But it's not for lack of trying that many of us are fighting the fight. You know, we went to adjourn on the, third of the month. And we actually tried a procedural maneuver on the House floor to force us to stay to work for one more day. And it was pretty fascinating because it's the House rules are set not by the Constitution, but rather by the House itself. Which means they can change by the House itself, which means the Speaker can change the rules at whim. Rule 66 says that motion to adjourn is always in order, as long as it's not for more than 4 hours. So we made a motion to adjourn. Tom Demmer did it from Dixon. Motion to adjourn that said that we would return in less than 24 hours to work the next day, instead of waiting for 4 more weeks to come back. And after a long conference, not quite as long as the one that Mr. Shaw and Mr. Weiss just had, determined if I could actually be on the agenda. But
I'm old, Keith, and losing.
No, you guys were fast, John, I'm telling you. they ruled the motion out of order and sent us all home for 4 weeks. Which it's incredulous to me that we're not down there every day. I know that I come from the private sector where when things aren't right, you're responsible for them, you fix them. And we're just not doing the job we're sent to do, and it's disappointing and frustrating. So anyway.
Well, I'm going to suspend the rules here and allow people, members of the board, if you would like to ask Keith or Mr. Wheeler questions or comments. Mr. Greider.
Thank you. probably kind of hard, given that nobody seems to want to really have this discussion in Springfield, but one of the things that will affect us and other local governments is obviously the local government distributive fund. In the governor's budget, I believe he took that off the table. Is that right? And have you heard any more discussion
in the
on that?
Fiscal 16 budget, originally it was on there for a 50% reduction to be negotiated. In the 17 budget, which is kind of more of a two-option budget. One was, let's get some reforms done, and then we'll adjust other things accordingly, possibly revenue, some loophole cuts, spending cuts. The other one was just more drastic, saying we're going to have to cut a lot of things if we don't do something to fix the state economy. And one of those that could go back on the table would be LGDF, but I don't anticipate it. I mean, I really don't. One of the great things about representative government is that when somebody puts forth an idea like cutting the LGDF for every municipality in the state, we get some phone calls on that. I'm still getting emails on that now, and that's from a budget that never happened. So I appreciate the fact that people are engaged and they speak up when it's time to speak up. But I don't see that happening, Scott. I really mean it could happen at some level at the end of the day, but we don't know what's going on because there's not really been a good discussion about what might happen.
Mr. Worley.
How far could the 2017 budget progress without having a 16 budget? Could we theoretically pass a 17 budget and ignore 16?
That's a great question, because one of the different options that has been discussed, and I have asked the question several times, can we just do a two-year budget right now? I mean, why go back in time and reinvent the budget that already happened when we aren't going to be, we're coming into the next one? There are some constitutional issues with that, we're told, by our legal staff. And we have some great people on staff that actually are very good. I actually asked if I could present a constitutional amendment to change this. We go to a two-year budget every cycle, which to me makes more sense because it gives every chance to plan better, at least one more year, rather than having every single government agency and social service agency in the state come to Springfield every year to make the case for why they should have funding at whatever level it should be at. Let's just give it a two-year budget. It was done that way before, back when Senator Mitchell was providing me all kinds of great guidance. He explained how well it worked back then. But somewhere along the way it got changed, and I'd like to change it back, I think.
So can the 17 budget progress?
Honestly, I don't know the answer to the question. Technically, oh, okay. Yes. I mean, right now, Jeff, there are some people that feel that what's going to really happen is we're going to continue on this road as it exists right now. And for as long as some who feel they benefit from it can make that happen. So the pessimists in the group, I'm not in that group. I'm just telling you what people say in Springfield that have some influence. We may not see a budget in perpetuity, which is a horrible way to run government. Terrible.
Mr. Davidson.
Mr. Wheeler, since we don't have a budget,
right,
how does the your people say you can't spend more than what you take in? You get what I'm saying? With you having no budget, and I'll be honest with you, maybe if you guys don't have session, maybe we won't go into any more debt. But, you know, how can you spend without a budget any more than what the money that you receive?
Okay. That's a question that comes up all the time. And there's multiple parts to this. Number one, we are effectively budgeting by checkbook right now. So when money comes into the state, which comes in every day from sales tax receipts, this time of year you see income tax coming in a higher level. We pay the bills that are at the front of the line. So right now there's about a $7.5 billion backlog, at least there was last time I talked to the comptroller's office a couple of weeks ago about this. So when I get asked the question, when is the state going to run out of money? Technically never, is what the answer I'm given. Because they're going to continue to pay the bills as they get money in. So the period of time you wait to get paid may become extraordinary. One measure shows that we are now paying almost $1 billion a year in late fees to our vendors because they're all entitled to those late fees because we pay them 60, 90, 120 days late, more in some cases. And this is going to get worse until it gets better. But HD, your question about how are we allowing ourselves to spend more money than we take in? It goes to the state constitution. It says, Article 8, Paragraph 2, Section something or other. I don't have it all memorized, to be honest with you. But I have a part memorized, which says that we have to budget based on our estimated revenues, which is why I keep asking the question. I've actually badgered the majority leader on the House floor enough times that she's asked my microphone to be turned off once. They didn't turn it off, thankfully. But my point was still, we can't continue to do this. We're lying about what we have coming in by saying that we're just going to pay the bills as they arrive. We're going to come in low. We know that because in the fiscal 15 budget, one of the first things we did that actually was a cooperative effort in Springfield was to fix the fiscal year 15 budget after 15 was already into March. So we're 9 months in, like we are right now. We fixed that budget then with some fund swoops to make the bills could actually be paid for different agencies that have been shorted. But we knew that money was going to come in naturally. We had to take it out of special funds to do that. We're not having a budget. We know the same thing's going to happen this time. The income tax went back down to 3.75, and we're spending money like we had 5% coming in. Obviously, that's not going to work. So on a lot of levels, this is upside down, and it's wrong.
Are you satisfied?
I guess I have to be, like everybody else.
Are you really Keith's godfather?
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Aye.
Mr. Worley again, and then, oh, I'm sorry, Judy, first, Judy Gilmore.
I hear your frustration, so what keeps you going? What keeps you positive?
It's really an honor to be able to represent the area where I come from, to meet, and there are great people here, and great families. Some of them are struggling. Those are the things that you look at every morning and go, what can we do? What should we be doing today? What's our focus? Mm-hmm. And when you realize that Illinois, this is how I look at Illinois. Illinois is an amazing place. We have everything going for us. But there's no hurricane or tidal wave or tsunami that tore Illinois' government apart. That's self-inflicted. All the things we've done, we did to ourselves. We can fix every one of those things. So we're going to fight to fix those things. And we get Illinois balanced in our economy, which I think is poised for amazing things, then we'll see the fruits of all that work come together, and we'll have what we should have in the state. It's a great state. It just needs some help right now. We need to help ourselves. So that's where I'm coming from.
Mr. Worley.
Thank you very much for coming by today and explaining this to us. And if anything, take back to Springfield to your constituents and to your leaders the fact that there are a lot of, obviously they know it, but there are a lot of very upset people that, you know, like you say, we're business people. We understand that you can't move on without a budget. And the parade and the showboating's got to stop, and we've got to get this thing done. So just let them know that there's a lot of people that are very, very, very upset about what's going on down there. And we appreciate your help.
No, I appreciate that, and I will take that sentiment there. I do pretty regularly, but it's always nice to say that County Board Member Jeff Worley.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there you go.
No, thank you guys for the opportunity to talk to you. And again, my office is ready, willing, and able to help with what we can. So just let us know what you see that would be helpful in any way. So with that, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Where are we now?
Citizens to be heard.
Okay, now that luckily my clerk has re-explained the agenda to me. Citizens to be heard. I thought I'd already done that. Thankfully, no one. Executive session, is there a need to go in?
I'm sorry, there is, Mr. Davidson.
Just a brief.
And it's for one purpose only. It's for the employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body. Unless there's anything else that I don't know of, that's the only thing we need, number one.
I'm just making sure it was number one.
Yes, number one.
All right, we're going in now.
It's one of the action items that you have before you today's agenda, so that's why we're going to do it now.
Okay, and Mr. Davidson, you were making a motion then to go in?
I will make the motion going to
the Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Worley? Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Colville?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Now we will go to old business. Hearing none, new business. What? Oh, we've already done that. Thank you for the horrible luck.
Didn't say a word.
Elected officials report and other department reports. I sound like Bill Clinton now. I apologize. Oh, Sheriff Baird.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
I wanted to update the board recently. Very nice hat, sir. We recently put out an initiative to apprehend fugitives. It's called Fugitive Friday. We posted on our Facebook page. Proud to say that from our first post, we were able to capture one of our most wanted down in Springfield, Illinois. So it's working. It came from a tip from someone around here. And then we had worked with the authorities down in Springfield, and were able to apprehend them. So, again, we're just trying to look for new ways to work with the public and communicate and get criminals off the street. So I was very proud of that. And it just happened the other night when we were at public safety, but I want to let the entire board know. So that's all, Mr. Chairman.
Any questions for our sheriff? County clerk?
I'm going to take a few minutes. I did write up some notes about yesterday because I don't want to forget anything. it was a long day. First of all, I would like to thank our election judges who worked the election yesterday for their patience and understanding in working with the new computers, registering new voters for the first time ever in an election on election day, thanks to state law, and dealing with the ballots when the ballot counts got low. I have the best staff. They handled all of the calls in a professional and courteous manner. I would like them to know that I appreciate how they continue, I'm getting choked up, continue to go above and beyond to help get the job done. We also had additional help with our accounts payable department, the recorder's department, the IT department, and the treasurer's office, our vendors, and even an employee's son who worked all night long and came in to help us out the next day. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thanks to all of the candidates for getting their word out and getting the voters out to vote. As many of you know, we had a great turnout, 45%, which is double from the last turnout for the last three primary elections. Those were all at 20%. We had an excellent turnout, very exciting, but we did run into a situation where some precincts ran low on ballots. As soon as the judges let us know that their counts were down, we started to print more and to deliver them immediately. I apologize for any inconvenience. We did everything that we could possibly do to make sure the wait, if there was any, was short. From my understanding, the wait was about 15 to 20 minutes. It is my hope that the voters continue to come out to vote in the same amount as they did this election. I hope the trend continues. I am looking forward to this type of turnout in the future. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to Clerk Debbie Gillette for my several frantic and irate phone calls to her about where in the hell are the ballots, and because I was getting those at home. But you did a great job.
Thank you.
Treasurer.
Wait,
what? Oh, Elizabeth.
How long were some of the precincts without ballots?
I don't have a good confirmation. Some people were saying they were out of ballots. Judges came back in. I asked the judges if they were out of ballots. They said no. So I'm hearing conflicting things. What's being told to me is maybe some of them were out 15 to 20 minutes. But when the precinct came back, I asked. They said no, they weren't. So it kind of depended on what judge you talked to. Maybe they weren't sitting at the ballot table. I honestly don't know, because I'm hearing one thing and people are saying another thing.
Yeah, I've heard many, many different things.
But, you know, as far as I know, precincts were calling us before they were out. We printed them. We got them out there as fast as we could.
Now, I've heard through the grapevine that the precincts have the opportunity to print the ballots in the precincts. Is that true?
No, we don't have that ability. Okay. You want? I can spend more money.
No.
We have the ability here at the office. Okay. We have two printers here that we can print the ballots.
That's what I thought, but I've been wrong before. Mr. Davidson.
I had a question this morning, and maybe you can help. The question was, we had four precincts on Route 47 within a mile and a half, basically 2 mile distance. Why we couldn't put them in one spot? Or
where's Mr. Wheeler? Ask Mr. Wheeler. We have to. There's certain laws,
you know,
that tell us how we have to, how many people we have to have in our precincts, and where our polling place has to be located within the precinct.
Okay, that's my question.
To be able to combine into one place. It would make it a lot easier, but we have to follow state statute at this point.
Okay, that's a very good question. It's a very good point, and I've been asked that also, so I'm glad that we cleared up. Anyway, where are we now? Are we
Treasurer?
Done with you?
Jeff?
Treasurer report. Mrs. Furco.
Good morning. You do have my revenue report in your packet. As you can see, things are still kind of a little hit or miss when it comes to some of the funding from the state. I'm assuming that will continue. Things are looking pretty fair. I think we're in line, so at this point I don't have any concerns. I also forgot, usually at the first of the year I always ask if there's any other items that you want to see on my report, any other revenues that you'd like for me to include. So if there is something that I don't have on there that you would like for me to include, please let me know. So,
any questions for Jill? Mr. Purcell.
I don't have a question, but an observation, unless I'm reading this wrong. The public safety sales tax and the transportation sales tax, we saw a fairly robust increase last year, but that is down to less than 1% for the first 3 months this year.
Yeah, but I think this month we got a pretty nice.
Did we? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because 1% versus I think we had what 6-7% last year.
Yeah. So this month was.
Okay.
I think I looked at it quickly, and I think we got 500,000 in this month, which is.
Okay.
Pretty good. So.
Okay. Thank you,
Mr. Worley.
I looked at that too, and I was
sorry,
a little concerned, but I.
We'll just keep monitoring.
Yeah, I think so.
Unlike the state, we do monitor our revenues. I'd sent out an email before, and I was kind of concerned about the fact that the county board actually approves Forest Preserve stuff. And I thank you very much for sitting down with me and Debbie and explaining to me how that, because we still work all together and the Forest Preserve utilizes you guys' departments to be able to generate this stuff with the lack of intergovernmental agreement, that this is the way it needs to be, and I'm very comfortable with it. Thank you very much for taking the time to explain it to me. So I'm much more comfortable with it now, and I understand the procedure and the reason for the procedure. So I'm quiet from now on.
That's all right.
It's always a pleasure to get to speak with board members. So
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm always accepted.
Thank
most.
You. Okay, right. You're a good fibber. That's it,
thank
I guess. Clerk of the court. Obviously, things must be going very smoothly there. State's attorney.
Just briefly, not too much to report on our end. I want to thank Debbie. We had to be a little bit involved late last night with
that. Was that exciting for you?
Yeah. So something new for us as well. So it was, but it seemed to work pretty well, and appreciate all Debbie's help in getting that done, and the election judges having to stay a little extra yesterday, but it got done. Second thing, I know Judy probably will be hitting you up with those posters. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod. The Sky Run is coming up in April 30th. Would love to see everyone out there. I heard Mr. Davidson is running again this year.
Yeah,
so
he and I are going as a team.
Sort of a relay race.
You bring in the golf cart or mine?
Last year, obviously, was our first year with that. We were very successful, and Brenda Corrales has done a great job in the committee that runs that. I just could take credit for it, so that's a good thing. But it's a great thing for our youth. We are able to sponsor a lot of programs that go on throughout the county at the high school level. They are dependent upon that type of funding. Obviously, schools are not able to give a lot of funding to those type of programs right now in their current situation, so they depend on this type of money, and the group has done a great job of raising money. So get the word out, even if it's, even if you're already signed up, if you have a business or something, post the poster there. If you have some friends that are into running, great t-shirts are coming, and we've got to see those the other day. So if you're into that type of thing, I'm not a real runner, but I know that it's for a good cause. You can walk it, bring your dog. There's lots of things you can do. So any support would be great. Didn't mean to take away from that, Judy, but I want to make sure, because I didn't see a JJC update on the agenda. Want to make sure that word got out there before the 30th date. So, other than that, that's all.
Thank you, Bob, and I will finalize our relay team.
10-yard dash. This is going to be great.
A 10-yard?
Love those.
Corner. Stop it. Is anyone here from the coroner's office? Seeing none. Health department. Dr. Amal.
We met last night. So nothing changed. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Supervisor of Assessments, Andy Nicoletti. I'm glad you're here.
Always a pleasure, John.
Thank you.
We, at the beginning of March, mailed out 4,800 senior exemption renewals. That represents roughly 12% of our residential properties in the county now are getting senior exemptions. It's up from about 4,600 last year we mailed out. So obviously, as the baby boomer generation is getting older, that will continue to increase as well as far as us sending those out. We did receive our final abstract from the state. We are receiving a 1.0 multiplier, so there won't be any change to our assessments based on that. So, and we are right at 33 1/3 as a whole, which is where we're supposed to be. So that's what we've got going on upstairs. Question?
Yes, Mr. Greider.
Thanks, Chairman. If I remember correctly, was there a new veterans extension or exemption from last year?
It's not new. What they did is
they changed it
for disabled veterans.
That's right.
If you're 70% or greater, you don't pay property taxes now, and it has to be service connected. So we've had an increase in those as well. They also.
Do you have a number on that?
I don't off the top of my head. I can get that for you if you want it. They also decreased. Previously, you had to be 50%. Now it's down to 30%. So if you're 30 to 49%, you get $2,500 off the assessed value. If it's 50 to 69%, it's $5,000. And as I said, 70 or greater is tax free. So if you're in a situation where your subdivision has an SSA, you are still responsible for that, but the actual property tax portion is no longer.
Thank you.
Any more questions? Oh, Mr. Davidson.
I had one question. It keeps getting asked to me, and I don't know how to answer it. Our property taxes stay within the county, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Then how does the state have a ruling to put a multiplier on us? How does that happen, and where does that, how does that fall into, if the taxes are within the county, we should be able to tax ourselves any amount we want?
Well, by state statute, assessments are supposed to be 33 1/3. If they're not at 33 1/3, then they have the right to equalize. I equalize between townships, they equalize between counties. So that if you're in, say, in Kendall County, and you've got a $200,000 house, and you're in Kane County, you have a $200,000 house, you should have similar assessments. Obviously, taxes are gonna vary by the rates in the various districts, but you have to be uniform within from county to county. And that comes right out of the property tax code.
Thank you.
Yes. Everything about property taxes, so come on.
I don't want you to leave this meeting until we're done with the administration.
Yeah, I had no intentions. I saw the agenda, so I will be here.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Standing committee reports. Planning, Building, and Zoning, Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item, I would like to make a motion to approve for approval of a resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement for reciprocal building inspection services between Kendall County, Illinois, and the United City of Yorkville, Illinois, for a term not to exceed 1 year.
This, second.
Thank you. This is an extension of the reciprocal agreement we've had with our building inspector and the City of Yorkville's, and it seems to have worked pretty well over the last year or so, and we have to do this every year. I don't know if Brian's here. John, do you have anything to add to that? Or?
The first agreement, the original one that we're on right now, is for 3 years, so it's going to be expiring in May of this year. So this is to continue that agreement. And both our building inspector, Brian, and the building inspector with the City of Yorkville have both been pleased with the way that this agreement has worked between the two.
Any more questions for John? Are we done now?
We are. We'd ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
What?
I would ask for your favorable vote. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm passing all the things around here and I lost track.
We need a roll call.
Thank you.
Ms. Flowers?
What is my name?
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Thank you. The next item is approval. I'll make a motion for approval of a one-year extension to the recording of the final plat of subdivision for petition 08-18 Camelot Farms, Oswego, LLC.
Second.
And this is, again, John, I don't know, sorry to make you hop back up here, but this is an annual extension so that they don't have to go back through the entire plat process. And I think they're getting close to...
Yeah, our ordinance requires that after final approval of the final plat of subdivision, they have to record it within 6 months. And if they can't do that, they do need to seek an extension from the county board. So accordingly, they're seeking this extension. And they're moving along with getting that recorded. We hopefully will expect something within this year.
Thank you.
Mr. Purcell.
Where exactly is this? This is just south of Neosse Woods off of Chippewa Drive in Neosse Township.
Okay.
It's a two-lot subdivision split.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Public safety, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve the Accurate Controls Maintenance and Service Agreement. A copy of the contract is in your packet.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
All right, moving right along. Administration, HR, Ms. Kulick.
I would like to make a motion to approve the resolution establishing the organizational chart and department head supervised by the county administrator.
Second.
Discussion. I'm sorry, Mr. Davidson.
It is.
Lynn, are we going to have, you've known my objection or where I've argued about it, but are we going to, is there any way we can look at this 6 months from today to make sure we're right before this board changes any?
We're also going to have the opportunity to look at this again and have discussion when we're changing the employee handbook. So this will still be an ongoing discussion until all of those items are in place.
You remember that, don't you, the handbook?
I understand. I'm just wanting, I'm saying we will look at this then again within 6 months.
Certainly, yes.
To make sure we're right in what we're doing.
Yes. There's some other things that will have to come along with this as well. We need to make sure that we have the evaluation tools in place, and there's some other things that will be an extension of this.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
9-1?
Yes.
My next motion is approval of a contract for spring 2016 GIS aerial photography with Ayers and Associates in an amount not to exceed $31,560.
Second by Mr. Worley. Discussion.
We do have some folks here to talk to us about that. If we want to bring them up,
please, Andy and Don, please come up.
Or Don actually can come up and
you. Are there any questions about the aerial flight?
We'll start right here, Mr. Worley, and then Mr. Greider,
yeah,
and
just
Mr.
Just reiterate for the group the need for the aerials and why we do them periodically.
Okay. The last flight we did was in 2014. We like to do a flight every 2 years now due to the changes that the county is going through. We have had a number of major road projects that have been completed that would be good to capture on our aerials. We want to make sure that we get all of the additions and deletions for new construction. Andy has mentioned we had about $60 million since our last flight in new construction, which equates down to about 1,500, we'll call it structural changes. We'd like to make sure that we capture those. I know the township assessors rely on this aerial photography as well as many other departments within the county.
Mr. Davidson?
We do this every 2 years. So between 2010 and 2012, what was the difference in dollars? Let's play it in dollars to the county. Did it pay for itself or not?
I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a product that pays for itself because at this point we do not sell the aerial photography. but it definitely does help with the assessments.
Well, I mean, in the assessment and in the tax roll, was there a plus to it for the expense?
I would say so, yes. I could not put a dollar amount on that, but yes.
Mr. Greider.
Thank you, Chairman. It was suggested to us at the Committee of the Whole meeting that maybe we don't need to do it this year, that we could go, you know, to next year, the following year, perhaps, because... And the reason being is that there have been something, the number was thrown out as roughly 1,800 new homes over since the last flyover, and most of those are platted in new, you know, in the municipalities, and that you can put a hard number on those because they're new home sales. Do you have an opinion on that?
I personally like to just capture that information. Andy can speak to some of that also. But I think having a digital record of that, you know, of the way the land was at that point in time becomes very useful in the future.
Mr. Nicoletti, now I have to
see.
Well, I can tell you, too, statutorily I'm required to maintain up-to-date maps. 9-35 does require that of me. Being at the township level, I've talked to several assessors, and I can attest to their claim. It does make your life a lot easier when you're trying to value the properties, making sure that you're accurate, not only with the new stuff, but with the stuff that's been removed. So it is important to maintain these records. So while the number may not seem like a lot, in theory it is, because what you've got to realize is anything that's been completed since the end of last year till the flight is not recorded. It's not on anything. We've had Pulte is building a lot over in Autumn Creek. We've had Hunter's Ridge down in Joliet finished. They're starting to finish another subdivision. So we do have, a lot of changes going on.
Mr. Purcell.
Just a follow-up on Mr. Greyer's comment and questions. For new construction, though, is not the sale price heavily figured into the valuation for the first couple years?
No, it's not actually, because
really?
You have to be uniform within that neighborhood with other homes.
So it's ignored?
It's not ignored, but you've got two aspects that you have to realize you have with assessments. Market value and uniformity. In many of these subdivisions that are coming in, they're cookie cutter subdivisions. So you need to maintain those models to be uniform as well. You're always going to have some that are high, you're always going to have some that are low, you're aiming to be in the middle. Where it comes into play too is when board review is making decisions, okay, and they're looking at things, they want to be able, you know, they need to be able to see what's going on as well.
Do you get many objections from people who've been in a home a year?
Yes, actually, surprisingly, we do.
Can you give me a number? I'm curious about that.
I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I do know we've had complaints. Maybe
well,
not
I'm
from
not
the
saying you don't get complaints, but compared to the whole number of complaints, is the vast majority from new?
Not from new, but in subdivisions that are still considered somewhat new, where they've got new construction still occurring.
And then why would we not do this every year if it's so critical?
We would love to do it every year. Okay. Matter of fact, most of the counties around here do through the, what, Northern Illinois, some
Northern
of the
Illinois GIS group.
So we're actually, we're doing it less frequently than other counties?
That's correct.
Like Will County?
Will County, King County, Lake Cook. County,
how about
Cook,
DeKalb?
DuPage.
DeKalb is part of the group also.
Yeah. Do they do it every year?
I believe they do participate every year.
Okay.
And when we were doing it with that group, it was costing us, what, $50,000?
It was about $75,000.
And we got substantially less, right?
Yes. Yes. That's why we decided to go on that.
Okay, right. You convinced me.
Mr. Worley.
This funding of this aerial, it doesn't come out of the tax, it comes out of taxpayers' pocket, but it comes out of your budget, right?
It doesn't come out of a general fund. It's right. A separate, and I don't mean to go ahead.
It's the GIS fund,
exactly.
And that is self-funded through the recording fee. So
exactly.
we do have the funds to take care of this year,
yeah.
And still have money left over for the rest of the season. So
for operational expenses.
Right.
Yes, operational expenses.
And when you're comparing 31 to 75, that frees up that much more money they can operate their
park.
We can watch.
Any more questions for? Well, I can give you an example of why it comes in very handy to do this. Three of you were on the board when the mining district was passed down in Lisbon Township. There are now five zone quarry areas down there, and there are people, some people, governmental bodies that make income off of that, and I could probably speak to the village of Lisbon. So they're interested in flyovers, and I'm sure there's other bodies that are. All right, roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Aye.
Thank you, I'm
Mr.
sorry.
Mr. Purcell?
Thank you,
yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Very good. 9-1. Highway. Who would that
Thank
be?
You, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Mr. Polk.
Approve the resolution to approve the low bid of Deconstruction Incorporated in the amount of $4,653,223.25 to reconstruct Sherrill Road. That's my motion.
Second.
Discussion. Mr. Purcell.
Did I see Fran? Fran, may I ask some questions of you, please?
And just a note, that came in $2 million under engineer's expected cost.
What was that?
Just a note, it came in $2 million under engineer's expected cost.
Jeff, I have the sheet here.
If I could follow up, actually, that was my first question. So with the savings of $2 million versus the engineer's estimate, will those monies be put in a fund for an elderly road bridge?
For Mitchell Road.
Oh, no, no, no. Not Mitchell Road. Don't cause me to vote no on that one.
Frank Kloss, County Engineer. Well, the good news is, yes, it was 30% under the engineer's estimate, or about $2 million. The bad news is it was still $1.5 million more than what we programmed in the five-year plan.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's the bad news. But there's even more good news that, you know, because we got $3.5 million through KCOM this year for L-Domain projects, so we still have a net $2 million to the good in our five-year plan. So that will make things work much better. But those extra monies are all now probably going to be programmed. And we'll go through this summer when we redo our five-year plan. But any of those extra monies will likely be programmed for L-Domain from River to 34, which the engineer's estimate on that now is close to $8 million, which was far more than anybody had dreamed it would be when we started going through this. But yeah, costs aren't going down any. So there's good and bad news, but ultimately more good news than bad, I guess is what I'm saying. So we're still to the good of what we expected to have in our five-year plan, but most of those monies will get programmed for El Domain Road from River to 34.
Thank you. And then one more question.
Yes, you certainly may.
Thank you. And just approximate starting date and completion date of this project.
It's supposed to be done this year, so if the county board awards today and things dry up, they will probably be moving dirt as early as April. ComEd is relocating all their poles now. They've been working since November to do that. So if they get started in April, we expect this project to be completely done probably by Halloween.
Thank you very much.
Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
10-0.
Approve a resolution to approve the low bid to Geneva Construction in the amount of $505,101.25 to make improvements at the Orchard Caterpillar and Orchard Galena intersections.
Second.
Discussion, Mr. Purcell.
Fran, may I ask some more questions?
I didn't go too far.
Thank you. Did we not discuss this just a couple of months ago? Is this for the east side, for sidewalks or something?
Yeah, I mean, we've discussed it at Highway several times, but it's both intersections, two intersections, Orchard Galena, Orchard Cat. Majority of the work at Orchard Caterpillar intersection is just to put put pedestrian crossings in. So there'll be push buttons because there's for pedestrians, because there's a lot of pedestrians now coming from the west trying to get across Orchard to the Walmart, Starbucks, all those businesses there, and there were never ped crossings there before. So for safety, that work will essentially just pedestrian crossings. At Orchard and Galena, there are some traffic signal modifications and lane configuration modifications because the predominant movement there is eastbound Galena making left turns onto Orchard in the morning. And so we are going to put dual lefts for that movement because in the morning that stacks up for a quarter mile. I mean, it backs all the way up to the Concord Drive intersection sometimes.
Really?
It's pretty bad. And so we'll put dual lefts in there, and when you do that, we have to modify the pavement a little bit and put in a couple new traffic signal mast arms. And so the majority of the work there involves that westerly leg of Galena.
Okay, and then also same as last project, about how long for these projects to be completed?
That one will also be done this calendar year. The problem with this project is that whenever you involve traffic signals, there's a really long lead time for ordering equipment. So even though they could get started on work pretty quickly with the road work, the traffic signal, all those appurtenances that go with traffic signals, sometimes it takes 3, 4, 5 months to get that equipment in. So again, it probably won't likely be completely finished till fall.
Okay, thank you.
I can attest also to this. I'm up at those intersections at least 6 times a week, as I have a lovely little trainer that works up there nearby, and it is horrendous, so it's well needed.
If you found another way, it'd be one less car using the intersection.
What did he say? Is that worth repeating? Roll call.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
My next one is to approve a Kendall County Forest Preserve District to revise the Kendall County TAP fund amount of $3,000 to $6,000 for shared use path along Route 34 between Illinois Route 47 and Orchard Road.
Second.
And I'll let Mr. Worley explain that if he wants.
Several years ago when we first started talking to the state about the construction of Route 34, there were a couple of very small areas that are not governed by either municipality. It was decided that the Forest Preserve could take over the maintenance of those trails until such time as the city's annexed to them. The estimated cost at that time was about $6,000 for the cost of the trails, And we just got the bill in, or the newest estimate is double that. So what we'd like to do is be able to match the half with the TAP funds and be able to continue with that the pathway.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell? Oh, he gone. Sorry. Mr. Shaw?
Aye. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
There you go.
Tickle break.
Oh, and Ann Vicolini break. Facilities.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Who would that be?
I'd like to make a motion to approve Call One Customer Service Agreement Extension for 1 year.
Second.
Discussion of any? Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell? Still out. Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
I'd also like to make a motion to approve Call One Syntex contract for 1 year for an estimated cost of $9 per month to guarantee continual use of two circuits with an estimated cost of $4,153.06 per month, determining on the use.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Abstain.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to approve a 1 year extension of the waste recycling agreement dated June 20th, 2012, between the County of Kendall and Grot Industries
Group.
Inc. Grouped, excuse me, pronounce it wrong.
The time Group, of bad adventure.
Thank you. From July 30th, 2016 to July 29th, 2017, in the amount of $903.87 per month.
Judy?
Mr. Davidson, is this the same price as the...
Pardon?
Is this the same price, or is there a change in the price?
Jim, would you answer that, please? I don't know for sure.
This is with the 2% increase. I did talk to them, as the committee suggested, and...
Speak up.
Let me go up here. The committee suggested seeing if we could get the 2% increase dropped off. They offered to do that, but they wanted to tie that to an additional 3-year extension, which we couldn't do. I discussed it with Mr. Davidson, and he said, let's go ahead with this, and then we'll look at bidding it for the next 3 years, probably later this year.
Any other discussion, questions? Roll call.
May I ask who seconded that? You did? Okay, good.
Very quiet. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm ready.
Roll call, please.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
What's the tally?
10-0.
I'd also like to make a motion to for the approval of the extension of the temporary facilities maintenance one position for a maximum 178 days or May 28th of 2016.
Second.
Second. Discussion. Mr. Purcell.
First of all, point of clarification. So is it for 178 days, or is it until May 28, 2016?
It comes to the same date, Mr. Purcell.
So it's not 178 additional days on what we've already done?
No.
Because this doesn't say that. It just says 178 days. So I could read it as 178 days
on top of what
I stand corrected. You're right. It's a total it's a total of 6 months total. In other words, he's already served a period. It's not, you know, extending it to the limit of 178 days.
Okay.
Well, that's what it says.
Yeah, it says a maximum of 172.
Then the next question might be for Leslie. It's something I don't understand with all these new federal insurance laws. And I know you've given us this information in the past, but I don't remember.
This is Ms. Johnson, Assistant State's Attorney.
So if this person works to the 178 days to May 28, 2016, I'm trying to understand what the federal insurance laws, what are our obligations potentially going forward, even if this person doesn't work for us beyond the 6 months?
Yes. With respect, I'm assuming you're referring to the Affordable Care
Act. Yeah, health insurance. Yes, thank you.
Yes, the Affordable Care Act requires the employer to keep records of variable hour employees. That means employees whose hours go up and down above and below 30 hours a week. It also requires employers to keep track of seasonal employees. Once you reach a certain threshold of the number of hours worked during the measurement period, then that person would be eligible for health insurance for the stability period. And the board set a measurement period, and the board has previously set a stability period. So in answer to your question with respect to this specific employee, if they meet the threshold of the number of hours during the measurement period, which I assume they probably would if they're working 40 hours a week, they meet that, then the county would be responsible for offering health insurance coverage to that individual, and that individual would be eligible for health insurance coverage during the entire stability period,
which is the period following when they
following work. The measurement period.
So even if they don't work for us, we could still be required to offer them health insurance.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you. That helps. Now I'm going to say a couple things. One, I'm not going to support this for that reason. And secondly, this is the second time in the last several months we had it with the PC equipment in the fall, where facilities has some budget-related issues, and they didn't bring the details to discuss at budget committee. This is the addition of a position that wasn't in the budget, and they just glossed over it at finance, as they did also with the equipment. And I don't think that's the right way to handle things when they're budget related. Whether I'm for or against them, I think they should go through the process, and I will not support this.
So Mr. Smiley is supposed to have a degree in accounting like I do? I mean,
do you have any degree?
Yes, I do. Through the GI Bill, I want to thank you for sending me. Night school.
That might have been before I was born.
You didn't answer my question. All right. Roll call.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
No.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
9-1.
9-1.
That's just a butt whipping.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I have.
All right.
One of those last night, too.
We will go through the Finance Committee, and then I'm calling a mid-meeting break so those of us can adjust our hairpieces or have some refreshment upstairs. So, Finance Committee, Mr. Purcell.
Well, we had a couple exciting things. First is the claims, and this does include the number for the Forest Preserve. I would move we approve the claims in the amount of $701,504.42.
Second.
Discussion? Questions? Roll call.
Mr. Grader?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Thank you. The second item is something we've discussed before, is a loan to the Kendall County Association of Chiefs of Police for their monument out at the Public Safety Center.
And the committee discussed a loan of $50,000 for 7 years at 0% interest. So I would make the motion that we approve a loan to the Kendall County Association of the Chiefs of Police for $50,000 from the Public Safety Capital Improvement Fund for a term of 7 years at 0% interest.
Second.
Second by Mr. Greider. There will be discussion on this. Would you like to proceed, Mr. Weiss?
We did advise yesterday. We didn't know this was on the agenda. Can't really, the county doesn't have the ability, and we've been through this before, to loan money to an entity. KenCom was an example, unless you're specifically given that authority. If you want to do this, and I think it's a great idea, I'm 100% in support of the Chiefs Association, which I'm a member of, so I think it's a great thing to go forward. If you want to approve the amount and approve the project, there's a way we can structure it to get it done. We just can't loan them the money. We can't act as a bank. So if that's the direction that the board wants to go and they want to approve it as a concept idea, we can draft that up with the association to get that done. Obviously, there's some other things about who's going to be responsible for it on the property, those type of things that would probably need to be addressed anyway. And obviously, if there's ways that you want to do that, that's fine. But a direct loan is something that the county doesn't have the ability to do. They can't act as a bank. So
would we need someone from the board to make an amended motion to support
if that's what you want to do. I don't know if you're for or against the project. So assuming you're for the project, I have to make that assumption based on the committee level. Then that would be the direction to give us the authority to draft that in order to comply with what your wishes are.
Mr. Purcell and then Mr. Worley.
Well, the committee, and I can't speak for the board members, but the committee at the committee meeting was unanimously in favor of this. So if that's what we need to do, I'm fine with that. So long as, this is critical to me, so long as they are responsible for paying the county back, however you phrase
sure.
it.
No, and that's sort of the issue that obviously needs to be addressed, is how we do that. And we will need some direction who will be the point person that we can discuss it. If it's going to be finance, that's fine. I'll speak to John directly about how we go about that. If it's some other committee, again, that's fine too. I don't really care where that goes. But as far as how we want to go and structure that, that's obviously going to be very important. The time frame, all those things can be worked out. We just have to do it a little bit differently than just a simple loan agreement. So that's, again, assuming you're in favor of the project, and again, looking at the committee notes, I assumed you were. So.
Mr. Worley.
And I got the email yesterday also, and I appreciate it. We want to do it right. I don't think that there's anyone on the group that doesn't want to see it happen, but we need to structure it properly. I just want to make sure that we would be able to then get this moving in a fairly quick manner. We're getting into construction season. We have the people lined up ready to go, so if you need a revised motion to be able to send it back to the state's attorney for an agreement between the Chiefs Association and the county to be able to fund this project, then I would move that.
And we can get it back to you. I will make the promise. I know we have a Chiefs meeting noon today, so I'm well aware of the time frame. We won't have it by noon today, but we can have, again, the concept and agreement and done before your next meeting. Of this board, and that will obviously allow us to get that construction done. And there's a few things we just need to work out too, as far as obviously giving them the authority to put it on the complex, which obviously would become yours, and who will ultimately
second
once it gets out there, who will ultimately actually will be, will it maintain with the association, or will it actually be a county monument at that point?
Okay, and then the PBC has already spoken about this and gave an approval to be able to set that. So I don't want to have to bring another meeting of the PBC up, but they have already in concept agreed to be able to put this.
We can fast track that to get that done in a very short time frame, assuming the board approves the concept of the $50,000 and the time frame.
We have a second by Mr. Greider to Mr. Worley's amended motion. Mr. Davidson, would you like to discuss?
Are we tabling the first motion then, or this first motion?
There's no second. I don't think so. It just dies.
Pardon?
What I'm doing today is just getting killed.
Are we proceeding correctly?
Well,
I thought I seconded the first motion.
I thought I thought he seconded the first motion.
Oh, I was wrong. And then
it doesn't matter. I mean, I think the concept is out there correctly, and you'll have a final agreement you'll bring back. I just have a question. Is John going to be the point person. Is that okay if I work directly with John on that?
Sure, what do you need?
As far as terms and stuff like that, I just want to work.
7 years, 0%, $50,000.
We won't call it a loan with some of those.
Yeah, if you need something, contact me.
Okay,
sure.
That's fine. You're done.
I have a question.
Yes.
So you're withdrawing. It's been
my first motion.
You're withdrawing your first motion. Now, do we have an amendment?
I guess I'll withdraw my second, but then that ruins your motion. You gotta do the motion.
Mr. Worley can make a motion to
So now
to
you're
approve.
Making a completely new motion.
Have him state it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Worley, I think, made a motion to approve the expenditure of $50,000 for the approval of the monument.
Sorry.
The approval of the law enforcement memorial monument, subject to state's attorney approval and to be voted upon with the actual agreement coming forth. So it's in concept.
Okay.
You won't be spending any funds, but you'll have the authority to go forward to get that agreement done.
Okay, and Mr. Greider's going to second that, right?
So they know what they're going to be doing on the chief's side as well.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Roll call.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Thank you. And I have my chocolate bar here. Next on the agenda, and this is the moment we've all been waiting for today, approval or acceptance of the fiscal year 2014-15 audited financial statements. I would move that we accept approve those.
Second.
Discussion. Hearing none, roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye.
Mr. Worley?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Mr. Kokol?
Yes.
So we have no other action items. Two things. One is we will be having some discussion. A continued discussion on the funding of the IMRF and hopefully a presentation maybe at the April Cal meeting. And then secondly, I'd just like to say thank you, Matt, for coming out here to answer our questions today. It was very much appreciated.
Poor Matt.
Didn't stutter once.
That's all I have, sir.
Thank you. The Flowers has left the meeting. All right, we're now taking a 3-minute and 40-second break. Retreats in Heritage at 11:09, and we are at Labor and Grievance. Who is the vice chair of Labor and Grievance?
We don't have one.
I think we have one, but they did not meet.
Yeah.
Committee of the Whole.
I don't think they've ever met.
probably are. We had quite a detailed discussion on the the acceptance of the fiscal 2014-15 WIFLI audited financial statements. Matt Schuler gave the brief summary. And then we discussed, of course, the personnel matters that we passed today, which is commendable, as that's the whole purpose of the COW meeting, is to get stuff discussed there rather than having meetings that go on for 6 hours. Public comment by Todd Milron and Bob Lund. Resolution approving policy.
Generator's on.
You're right.
You'll hit the power trick.
Doesn't go on that fast.
You'll hear it.
Facilities, would you take care of that? all right.
Great.
Anyway, that's committee of the whole.
Make a motion to pay the electric bill.
All right, now I would like a motion for approval of the standing committee minutes.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Special committee reports, public building commission.
PBC has not met lately, and we hope to be able to wrap this up fairly quickly, but we're working on it.
Thank you.
We've heard that before.
I know you have. That's what we're going to meet after the meeting for a couple of minutes.
A meeting after the meeting.
Yeah.
All right. VAC.
VAC is a quarterly meeting. We, upcoming.
Historic preservation.
Historic preservation meets tonight at 7 o'clock, and we do have a candidate, we don't scare away, to be able to join our group.
Okay, historic preservation. We just talked about that. Board of Health, Judy.
We met last night.
I'm sorry, you're not Judy. I mean, Judy's not you. Other business, I guess what's not on there is the Kane County Department of Education employment at CASA leases, which do we need to discuss that? Should Leslie come
forward? Well, they've expired unbeknownst to, I think, anyone. They've just been continuing to operate. So we will, speaking with Mr. Shaw, we will
draft the new
ones. Oh, I'm sorry. We'll go ahead and draft the new ones if that's what you want. They'll be the same as the other ones. We'll just have the one-year renewals if that's the direction the board wants to go. If they don't, then we'll process of telling them to go find some other place.
I think we want you to do that. Leslie, we're addressing your email of, was that yesterday? Forward lease agreement with Kane County Department of Education and Employment. So, I feel that we should have leases with them. How's the rest of it, Mr. Worley?
Nice question. On a typical year-to-year lease, does it make sense to put a provision that the lease does extend if there is no
action,
or is that not?
We put in there, and then the leases, they're a year-to-year lease, the first 2 years with the option to renew, and they just didn't send us the notifications, and that's typical. They don't monitor them that well. So,
right.
We've done in the past where we just bring the same lease forward again for approval, and they just re-signed it. It seems to be easier that way with the 2 years, in case there's a direction the board wants to go in a different direction at that point. With changeover in the membership, we try to leave it that way to give you that option. So, but we can do it that way with that option that just keeps renewing. It's just more difficult for us to keep track of them sometimes.
So the automatic option to renewal is not something that you'd prefer to have on a typical 1 year lease?
With a 1 year option. So basically it's a 2 year lease.
Yeah, okay.
That gives us every 2 years to take a look at it, see if things need to be changed, updated, the needs of the building and so forth.
Yeah.
It's easier for us, but again, that's more of a procedural question.
Bob Davidson,
Bob Davidson speaking.
I'm covering for you, John.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. So we got a 2 year lease with a 1 year option every year we renew, so it continues.
You have a 1 year lease with a 1 year option, correct. So it's a two years that you have before you have to actually have it resigned.
Oh, all right.
As long as they exercise that option.
All right.
That's how we normally structure them because that's the term of the board.
Satisfied, are you?
And on
yes,
those,
Mr. Shaw.
On those leases, it gives us the ability, because it's a building that we use, if we need it, we can get out of that lease quicker than the 2 year time frame, as long as certain things happen and we give them notice. But it's still our building, and they understand that. If the need arises to use that building or those spaces for that purpose, it's the county gets priority.
Are there any questions from the board about any of this? If not, Chairman's report, the exciting part of the last half of the meeting. Appointments I have not, but announcements I do. I guess I should have made an appointment. This is Attorney Melissa May, and to the Historic Preservation Commission for a 3 year term expiring April 2019. And she has submitted quite an extensive dossier and asking to be on this. Commission. So the next meeting, I will offer her up for your vote. Do I have any questions? citizens to be heard? Wow, there are no citizens. Oh, okay. Questions from the press. Oh, amazing. Motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Out of here.